Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on there, truckers out there? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and I's coming at you live. We're live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we appreciate everybody for joining us. You know, we got a few headlines. Not too much going on this week, but something that struck me was Shell Lubricant Starship 2.0 truck to take off onto highways this May. Got a new self-driving truck by Shell Rotella. Thought was kind of interesting. And a lot of interesting individual accidents that don't really have much details. And I'll dip into that a little bit. But also on CNBC, there was a rise in nuclear verdicts and lawsuits threatens trucking industry. We'll dive into that too. Plus a lot of your calls coming in, and we'll talk about that this evening. So one of the big sponsors of Redneck and I's is Trucker Tools. And Trucker Tools, you know, everybody sees it. It's that all-in-one Trucker Tools app. You download it and you can track your shipments. You can find freight. You can find maintenance. You can find just, you know, parking, all kinds of different stuff. They even teamed up with an actual parking assist where you could actually pay for parking in advance through the app. So stuff like that. It's Trucker Tools is just all in one app for truckers. And we appreciate them supporting Redneck and I. So give them a shout, download their app, check it out, you know, use it, you know, try some of the features and then let them know what you think, because they're always trying to update it and make it better. So that's truckertools.com. That's the Trucker Tools app, the app for truckers. So just kick back there and we'll get to it. All right. And we'll see y'all in a bit.
You see it at the truck shows, out there on the open road, even in the driveway at his house. Johnny keeps it spit shine, shining on it all the time. He wants it looking good when he goes out. Why do people laugh at him and shake their head when he pulls in the parking lot? He's just another trucker man, trying his best to fit right in, but fit or not. He drives a old purple Peterbilt and he don't care how people feel about it. Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah. Now he could have a green one, although he's never seen one that looks as good as what he's got right now. Black might look more manly, or red like Christmas candy might help his clearance lights and chrome stand out. Then maybe that would be enough to end the jokes about his truck from all his friends. But he'll live with the teasing, cause he ain't out for pleasing no one but him. He drives a old purple Peterbilt and he don't care how people feel about it. Cause that old purple Peterbilt looks so good it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a old purple Peterbilt and he don't care how people feel about it. You know there's a lot of truck drivers out there on the road, and just like Johnny, a purple truck is their second home. They'll be the first to tell you, son, you better leave old Johnny alone. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt and he don't care how people feel about it. Cause that royal purple Peterbilt looks so good it makes him feel so proud of it. Some drivers call him sissy man, but he don't let it get to him, he'll shout it. He drives a royal purple Peterbilt and he don't care how people feel about it. Yeah, he drives a roll purple Peterbilt, and he don't care how people feel about it. Truck like that. Hey, don't make fun of that purple truck. Just look at them lime green ones. I wouldn't make fun of that banana looking yellow truck over there. What about that baby blue with the rust on the bumper thing, right? You know, that thing.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
A singer in a snow-capped room, a
What's going on, everybody? Hey, it's Ed with Redneck and Eyes, and this is Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. So we're here live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and you can call in at 516-387-1733. We're kicking back here talking about all things trucking, really anything you want to talk about. I usually have a couple of things in mind that I wanted to discuss, and we'll touch on those, and then we take calls based on, you know, what everybody wants to talk about, and we'll get everybody on here at one time. We don't really care. We'll get it on, get it going good. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about, I saw a video posted on Facebook earlier, and I shared it to the Redneck and Ice page, and most everybody saw it, and it was really disturbing to me. It was a day cab pulling a 53-foot van, and it was like one of those two-lane highways, you know, kind of a lot of room out there, but it's really just all it is two lanes. You know, there's no passing lane, nothing. And but there are some large shoulders, and the day cab pulling the 53-foot van, well, he just decided he just going to pass what looked like a car hauler right on the right side of the road. You know, he pulled off into the shoulder, got down the road past the big truck, and kept on going. And of course, you know, this is just stupidity right here. I can't believe this. According to the post, it says Baker Express Incorporated out of Indianapolis. And everybody's agreeing with this, and there's a few posts I wanted to comment on, because I was raised in Texas down here, and we got a lot of big roads down here, and a lot of people posted that, you know, well, it's customary that because the speed limit is so high on these big roads that it's customary for slower trucks to pull over to the right, or slower moving traffic to pull over to the right if there's a big shoulder like that. And of course, I'm going to be the first one to tell you I totally disagree with that. So this here, this video, I'll try to share it out there with the YouTubers as well. To show you how, just, you know, the driver just pretty much took a video. It looks like a passenger took the video from pointing at the outside the passenger side door. And it really just, you could see it plain as day. Yeah, it's a big shoulder, but still, pass it on the right, you know, on the shoulder, going down the highway, trying to get around this other truck. And man, I just flat out just said, just what the hell, you know, we were talking about steering wheel holders a couple of weeks ago. You know, this is it here. You know, you're talking about people that don't even deserve to have CDL, don't even deserve to have driver's licenses. This is right here. Okay. You know, when you want to talk about trained or not trained, this right here, this is, and I tell you what, I get it. You know, people got problems to get down the road. They got stress going on with them, and they just want to get down the road. And, you know, this is what gives us a bad name right here. You know, this is just a bad deal right here. This is where all these laws, when there's laws created, this is why. You don't need laws if people have a system of, you know, just this is how you do things. This is the morally right thing to do. When you have those morals of this is right and wrong, you don't need laws. You don't need rules. And this is why right here, because people just do whatever. And, you know, somebody please make the case to me that this is okay. I don't understand. Now, the one thing I wanted to say was, because of the comments, a few of them were mentioning about how a lot of places you see traffic get over to the right when the shoulder is a big shoulder. And that happens a lot in Texas, and I agree that it happens a lot in Texas. And that's not right either. I tell as many Texans as I can, don't do that. Okay? But a lot of times you see it's a lot of old school. A lot of older drivers do that. A lot of drivers that don't live in big cities do that, because they actually live out there on those roads. Now, the one thing I will tell you is that when you are like raised or you grow up around people that do this, that get over to the right, off to the shoulder, because the shoulders are huge. Because in Texas, we have actually shoulders. When you hear people talk about how that's what my daddy said, that's what my granddaddy said, all that, is that that's what you do. You get over to the right and let the faster traffic get around you. Now, this does go back. It's a traditional thing. And because that is, if you look at most of the roads in Texas, now, people see it and people recognize it. A lot of people from the state don't understand it. You have federal highways. You have U.S. highways. So we have interstates and we have U.S. highway. Everybody understands, truck drivers especially. You've got the blue signs with the interstate numbers, right? The blue with the white trim with the red on top, that's interstate. If it's a solid white shield in that same manner, that's a U.S. highway. And we always see those. And then you have state highways. Now, state highways are all different because the different states have different types of signs for their highways. Texas, it's kind of just like an off-white sign with black letters, and it just says Texas across the top, and it's a square, however big it needs to be to hold the numbers, where it needs to be 1,100, 1, 10, whatever. That's Texas highway. Now, the other thing that Texas has is they have farm-to-market roads, which you see as FM. Those are black signs with a white Texas silhouette. That is a farm-to-market road. That is where you see a lot of the pulling over because those are the ones, excuse me, those are the ones where it says farm-to-market, which means that you might have farm equipment on those roads, and that's legal. Because those roads are designed for more out in the country driving. Mercy. Excuse me. Thank you. All right. Now, and that's what I'm saying is that it's more of the design for farm equipment to get down the road. So what the best thing to do is to have where the farm equipment that's not going very fast, they're only going about 30 miles an hour, if that, sometimes slower. And if you are a vehicle like a big truck, we do this training a lot in Texas. The truck driving schools in Texas should have it more. When I went to truck driving school, they did. Would actually explain that you're going to come up to slow moving like tractors, farm equipment, pulling stuff, whatever, and that's legal. This equipment is, they have a right to be out there on that road, especially if it's an FM road. So that you see them get over. Problem is as the traffic, as the cars got better made and as traffic started moving faster, this is still a practice where vehicles were getting over. But that's not what the custom is designed to do. It's not for cars. It's not for pickup trucks. It's not for fast moving. It's for slow moving vehicles to get over to the shoulder. If you're going more than 30 miles an hour, you should not be over in that shoulder. If you're, well, let's just say for the rule of thumb with the, if you're going faster than 40 miles an hour, you know, 45, because out on the interstate, it's 50. As long as you're going 50 on the interstate, you're legal. So that kind of thing. If you're going 50 or over, ain't no way in hell you should be getting over to the shoulder at all. And the reason that is because one, and the one thing that truckers always get complained about is that the shoulder is not as clean as the interstate. So you're going to have rocks and debris and all kinds of stuff sitting on the shoulder that you could hit, run over, sling up, throw, get something done, whatever. The other thing is that you don't always know that shoulder could end at any point. There's no rule that says that shoulder has to keep going. A lot of times what you see is a big wide shoulder. And then when a bridge or a ravine or something comes up, the shoulder goes away. There's a big guardrail. And in the nighttime, you're not going to see that. The other thing that you see a lot of is that they're like cracks or soft spots in the asphalt on the shoulder. They might be good. You know, a lot of times these construction people, they don't worry about the shoulder as much as they worry about making sure the road is good. So they might patch potholes on the road, but they're not going to worry about too many potholes on the shoulder. So if you're going fast and you just kind of get over to the right, to the shoulder to let somebody by, you're already in a bad spot because you got a dirty road with a lot of debris, but you could hit soft spots or some kind of cracks and mess, you know, just throw everything off. So I tell people all the time, don't do that. Don't, if you're in a car going down the highway, two-lane road, 60, 65, 70 miles an hour, somebody comes up behind you fast and they get right on your rear end, that's their problem. They need to go around you like normal, wait for it to be clear to be able to pass. So that's what I tell people about that. And of course, passing on the right is just crazy. This driver here, I hope this driver gets in trouble. Like I said, we shared it. It got a lot of views. A lot of other people shared it. It was posted by a Clint Gayer. And it, like I said, he did good because he put it out there. And of course, he's probably cussing and ranting and raving. And so he muted it and made sure that nobody could see it. But you could stop it. You know, right there, it's got the DOT number. Got the name written on the side of the truck. You see it plain as day. So shout out to that driver for getting that info out there. And you know, I tell drivers all the time, cameras are out there. It doesn't matter if you don't have cameras. Other people got cameras. It doesn't matter if other vehicles have cameras. Other places have cameras. Vehicles, people, facilities, buildings, all that stuff. They're all out there. So maybe that's a good thing. It's a good thing that there are more cameras out there keeping an eye on truckers because they need to stop doing stupid crap. But yeah, it's something else. It got me fired up. I was really, really upset about it. So tell me what you think. And we'd like to send a shout out to one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You know, DPF Regeneration has been with us since the beginning. They're a special kind of outfit out there. They are the specialized in the particulate filters and exhaust systems. They got all size diesel filters, catalyst SCR units, EGR coolers, and catalyst mufflers. You can get it all for the big diesels, little diesels, all that kind of stuff. Any kind of filtration systems you got in your engines, they can handle it. So give them a call at 800-634-3010. Or you can check them out at dpfregeneration.com and give them a shout and let them know that Redneck and I, you appreciate them supporting them. So we appreciate them. And you can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. It's got links to all of the sponsors and social media accounts and all that, and we appreciate that. So give us a call at 516-387-1733, and we'll be back in Jiffy.
Justice was served on a rope. When evil was done, that was all that she wrote. But somewhere somebody decided that wasn't right. Now the bad guys run free in the street, while the good guys pay the price. They say people don't kill people, guns and rebel flags do. You can't speak of Jesus, how dare he ever speak the truth. I don't mean to offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right. And I'll fly that southern red, white and blue till the day that I die. These days, it's hard to find a line between right and wrong. With the past erased and rewritten, we don't understand where we came from. We'll be doomed to repeat those mistakes unless we tell that story right. There's no way around the truth, no matter how hard you try.
ever speak the truth. Well, I don't mean to offend you, but I'll always stand up for what's right. And I'll fly that Southern red, white, and blue till the day that I die. Used to, justice was served on a roll.
Hey there, y'all. The truckers at Redneck and I's want to invite you to check out their live podcast, Redneck and I's All Things Trucking and Then Some. Live every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just call 516-387-1733 and join the conversation. When everything goes wrong, you got a redneck and eyes.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Well, everybody, welcome back. This is Ed with Redneck and I's All Things Trucking and Then Some. You can give us a holler at 516-387-1733. And check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We appreciate it. So we'll be taking your calls here and talking about a lot of things going on in the trucking industry. And just stay with us, and we'll keep on going.
Thank you. eastbound interstate before that morning sun. New day dawning in front of me, yesterday is done. No regrets, no turning back, moving on and moving fast. The past is gone, long gone, new day dawn. That old me is gone, new day dawn. Change my yesterdays, and I won't let them hold me back. No regrets, no turning back, moving on and moving fast. The past is gone, long gone, new day dawn. That old me is gone, new day dawn.
All right, good deal. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes coming at you. We're live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Call it at 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody joining us and listening along. And we're just talking about things going on in the trucking industry. One of the cool things I saw, of course, you know, when things make, I say this every time, when the trucking industry makes like regular news, like regular popular news websites or whatever, I think it's a big deal because, you know, we see it in the daily stuff that nobody's ever talking about our industry. And when they talk about our, I think it's pretty cool. This one here was on CNBC and I thought it was interesting because they were talking about how lawsuits have gotten bigger and bigger in the trucking industry. So it says rise in nuclear verdicts in lawsuits threatens trucking industry. Of course, that's big scary, right? Of course, we saw this coming. We all knew it as truck drivers. But the key point is that the average verdict size for a lawsuit above $1 million involving a truck crash has increased nearly 1,000% from 2010 to 2018, rising from $2.3 million to $22.3 million. Nuclear verdicts, jury awards that surpass $10 million, are driving up insurance rates for trucking companies as costs to insure them rise and carriers leave the market. Another key point is to cut costs, large operators are scaling back on excess insurance, putting them at greater risk should they be involved in an accident. Now, I don't know about the other insurance stuff. I mean, you know, a lot of times insurance, they might be talking to like an insurance company, saying, well, they don't buy all that extra insurance that they used to buy because they probably figured out that it was a scam in the first place. or, you know, the insurance company is telling them that they used to buy this stuff, but they're not anymore because, of course, everything is high, so they can't afford the all the extra stuff, which is understandable. You know, when the minimum, you know, when you have to have a certain amount of insurance that's required by law, is so expensive, then you can't afford to have extra insurance that you might think is pretty nice or lower deductible or whatever, especially as a smaller carrier. And of course, this dives into what we talk about as the definition of self-insured. Now, the article goes on. It says, this year should be a smooth sailing for Mike Card, president of Combined Transport. The trucking company his dad started in 1980 is busier than ever, trying to meet the nation's ravenous demand of delivered goods amid a pandemic. It says, but with some 500 trucks on the road across the nation, Card is constantly thinking about highway safety because just one bad crash could put his company on the brink of bankruptcy. And that's true. I mean, just with so you got a CEO of a company with 500 trucks saying this, that one bad crash could bankrupt his company. Think about those guys that just have 10 trucks or 20 trucks or 100 trucks. He says here, if somebody wins $20 million from the jury, my insurance company only pays the first $5 million. I would have to pay the next 15. We couldn't afford that. We'd have to shut our doors, Card said. So that's, you know, there we go. See, we don't know a lot of this stuff because we think that insurance, they go after the insurance company. Of course, that's what lawyers say. They go after the insurance company. But insurance company, like he pays an insurance for these lawsuits, and they say that's what they'll pay. So you know that when it came down to a lawsuit, the insurance company would settle for $4 or $5 million to pay that $5 million. So he don't have to pay. So he would be willing to settle for $5 million because his insurance company would pay that $5 million. So that's when these companies or these lawyers, they know that they go after the minimum. That's why there was a push to get the minimum raised, minimum requirement for each truck. It's right now at $750,000. They tried to get it raised to $4 million because they want the minimum. They want you to settle higher, and that's what they want. So, so anyway, it goes on. It says, according to data analyzed by the National Safety Council, just over 5,000 large trucks were involved in fatal crashes in 2019. A 43% increase from 2010. The number of injuries associated with truck crashes rose 7% that year to 160,000, with the majority being occupants of other vehicles. And I could chalk that up, the increase being that much. It could be just, I mean, that much. I'm not going to say it's all because of more trucks on the highway, but it's a small amount. At least a good 10 or 12%. The jury awards for crashes are also skyrocketing. When considering verdicts of more than $1 million, the average size increased nearly 1,000% from 2010 to 2018, rising from 2.3 million to 22.3 million, according to a study last summer by the American Transportation Research Institute. U.S. Express has about 7,000 trucks, CEO Eric Fuller told CNBC that for comparable accidents, verdict sizes have increased as much as 10 times over the last 3 to 4 years. It says when you get into jury trials, there's very much a feeling of somebody has to pay for this, and it's often the big pockets, Fuller said. The insurance industry calls them nuclear verdicts, jury awards that surpass $10 million. Liberty Mutual Insurance blames corporate mistrust, litigation finances, and social pessimism. A sense that the system is broken for excessive jury awards. In lawsuits that went in favor to the plaintiffs, hours of service violations, lack of clean driving history, and fatigue were commonly cited factors. Says the trucking industry sees them as unfairly punitive, biased against transportation companies, and brought about by aggressive attorneys. It points to high-profile accidents that have resulted in massive verdicts against trucking companies, even when passenger cars are clearly at fault for the accident. And see, that's the stuff we got to look at. It says one of the largest stemmed from the 2014 crash in Odessa, Texas, involving Werner Enterprises during a winter storm. The driver of a pickup truck lost control and crossed the median, striking the tractor trailer head on. The accident killed a 7-year-old passenger and seriously injured 3 others. The family successfully sued and was awarded $90 million. The case is currently under appeal. If an accident like this is the fault of the driver who hit it, who was hit by an out-of-control vehicle, think about what that means by every motorist on the road, Werner Enterprises said in a statement. And that is pretty crazy. I tell you what, I couldn't imagine as a truck driver, you know, what do you do? You don't know. There's nothing you can do. Something coming at you from the other way, you know, I don't know, you know. It says, in most states, there's a disconnect between your level of negligence and your level of liability, said Dan Murray, senior vice president of the American Transportation Research Institute. There are states where you can be identified as 10% or 15% negligent or still be vulnerable for 100% of the financial liabilities. I'd like to see the details of that case in Odessa in 2014. The driver must have been had something wrong. The driver must have been like in violation. There must have been a rule that he was breaking. Like they were like out of hours or driving. I don't know. It just seems to me that there had to be some kind of circumstance for a jury to say, oh yeah, yeah, that company's at fault. Blame them. I don't understand. It says here, let's see, the insurance and trucking industries are lobbying federal and state lawmakers for lower caps on settlements and more restrictions on where and when and how often plaintiffs' attorneys are permitted to file lawsuits. It says they appear to be gaining headway in several states, including Texas and Iowa, where bills aimed at limiting a company's liability and verdict sizes are working their way through the state legislatures. And while expensive litigation, jaw-dropping verdicts, and settlements are driving up the price of all kinds of insurance for small and medium-sized trucking companies, the price hikes on liability insurance are becoming unaffordable. And this is the deal. I remember having a conversation with some people in these bigger companies in the offices and talking about how driver pay or you know, especially driver pay, but fuel prices, insurance costs, all that stuff. The price, what it should cost, okay, for what we should be paying drivers and what we should be paying for insurance to protect everybody, because, you know, people should be, you know, you should be awarded some kind of settlement if a truck driver is doing stupid stuff and something bad happens. Okay, that should happen. So we want to have good insurance. We want to have good driver pay. We want to have good trucks. We want to have good fuel, all that stuff. But that would make that the price of a gallon of milk would go from $5 to $15. Nobody's going to pay that. So you can't have that. It's not going to happen. People are unwilling to pay more for their groceries so that insurance rates and pay could be better. People are not going to do that. Just like the minimum wage thing, you know. If you're going to pay people $15 an hour to work at McDonald's, you're going to be paying $20 for a value meal, and people are not going to do that. So, you know, that kind of thing is ain't going to happen. But all that is what it boils down to. It says, okay, here it goes. It keeps on going. It says the commercial trucking market has experienced unprecedented increases in commercial insurance rates over the past 2 years, averaging 20 to 25% annually. According to the Craig Dancer, U.S. transportation industry practice leader for Marsh and McLellan, the world's largest insurance broker, he said the price hikes also usually come with an increase in the deductible trucking companies have to pay. Umbrella to excessive liability markets passed on even larger increases over 75%, causing most trucking companies to purchase less insurance, Dancer says. According to Murray, the smaller operators think if the deductibles are too high or the insurance premium gets too high, I will scale back the amount of coverage I have. Federal law requires trucks to carry $750,000 liability coverage, because that's not even close to covering most of a lot of these accidents, Fuller said. So we'd really like to see the insurance minimums go up. Who said that? Fuller? Who's that? I got to go back here and double check, because it says Fuller. Who's Fuller? Oh, that's the CEO of U.S. Express. Now, see, here we go. Let's get into this, Fuller. So Fuller is the CEO of U.S. Express, and he says that, of course, $750,000 doesn't even cover the required, what did all these accidents have to cover? Now, I would disagree that that's not even close. I mean, if you had a bad accident, yeah, $750,000 is not going to cover it, but, you know, that's $750,000 for anything. You know, that's for a fender bender. But he says, we'd like to see the insurance minimums go up. And I would argue that these big company CEOs would like to see those minimums go up, because that would create a better opportunity for them. Because if the minimums go up, that means that the premiums go up for all the independents, and that pushes them right out of the market. So, yeah. You know, I mean, whenever you're talking about like minimum coverage and premiums and deductibles, don't even talk to a big company CEO, because they don't have that problem. Now, I'm not saying that it doesn't cost them money. It costs them money, but they don't have the problem with trying to figure out what's more important, a premium or a deductible, because they don't have either. Okay. Well, they have a deductible. I'll tell you that. And what it is they have to have cash on hand. That's in order to get self-insured status, they have to have cash in the bank. And every time that an accident happens, take the cash out of their, you know, operating expenses and put it into an escrow account, and it has to be held there until the accident gets cleared. That's why they have adjusters that work for them, because they're working really hard to make sure that accident gets cleared. And this is according to the state. Now these are state laws that they have to abide by. And it's hard. It's not easy. It's a big expense, but it's totally different than what a independent driver has to go through. You know, you pay a premium, and then depending on how your premium is, that kind of depends on how low your deductible is going to be, whether it could be $500 or $2,000, whatever. And so that's the debate you have to have with yourself: is are you going to pay more monthly, so that you can pay less if you have an accident? A lot of people, they pay less monthly and have a high deductible, because they figure if there's anything more than that, it's going to be damage to the truck. I mean, you could do $1,500 worth of damage to the truck and the truck not be out of service. So, you know, it's all kind of stuff like that. It says, but the cost of insurance is already a top concern for smaller companies. According to Todd Spencer, president of the Owner Operator Independent Driver Association, he says the push for higher minimum coverage could drive smaller operators out of business. Boom. There you said it. There are proposals on the table that would pretty much increase the minimum required right now by a factor of 5. And that would be the death nail for many, many small business truckers, he said. Well, yeah. Card says, trucking companies try to pass on costs to their customers in the form of higher shipping rates, but they're also struggling. They've got their costs going up, and they're pushing back on us to not raise rates. He says the companies largely end up eating the cost. Well, I tell you what, this is because I wouldn't really say that it's a give and take, but I tell you what, the shippers, the people that are trying to find the truck drivers, they're doing a better job than the truckers. They're doing a much better job than the truckers. at knowing their rates and counting the costs and negotiating. They're doing a much better job. You know, when there's a lot of truckers out there complaining that the rates are low because the truck drivers let the rates go low. We have too many truck drivers in this industry that just take whatever they can get. And it's horrible. That's the truth. That's the God honest truth out there. If you had more drivers out there, and I wouldn't say you had to be all, you know, I mean, it's good that you can be in a business where you're allowed to negotiate. But the worst part is that you're in a business where you're allowed to negotiate. So it's one of those things where, you know, hey, I'm an independent operator. I could charge whatever I want. Oh, crap. I'm an independent owner operator. I can charge whatever I want, which means that somebody can undercut you. So it says a decision to forego coverage is also a gamble, putting company's survival on the line. And independent truck drivers do that every day. You know, they're always on the brink because of these decisions they have to make about insurance. It says the insurance companies that could protect Cars Company in the event of severe accident with or without, it would be catastrophic for our company. We'd lose. All of our employees would lose their jobs, he said. And that was a pretty good article. And it talks about like the number of cases of verdicts over a million. I mean, it was like at between 2005, 2011, it was right around 80 cases. In 2012, 2019, it's like 265 cases. That's crazy. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff we talk about on here, and it's a pretty interesting. So check us out at redneckandeyes.com and give us a holler at 516-387-1733. Every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time, and we appreciate everybody hanging out with us. And just hang tight, and we'll be right back.
Whatever happened to forever? Will it ever be more than just a dream? And after all those years together, it was so easy for her to give up on me. They all say I can do better. They all tell me it just takes time. They all the ones dealing with these memories. That late night sound echoes in my mind. There's nothing like loving someone with all your heart and soul, then finding out all you ever were was replaceable. It's not easy letting go. What once was you and me? So many years, they came and went. And what seemed like a blame? My heart holds on to those good times. My mind remembers the bad. Late at night, I lie awake. They both battle in my head. They all say I can do better. They all tell me it just takes time. They are the ones dealing with these memories. That late night sound echoes in my mind. There's nothing like loving someone with all your heart and soul, then finding out all you ever were was replaceable. Now there's nothing like loving someone with all your heart and soul, then finding out they were just incapable. And I deserve someone who never let me go or feel replaceable. 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 Replaceable.
We'd like to send a shout out to all these great supporters. They hung in there with us through the beginning, and we couldn't have done it without them. GTS Enterprises, North Liverpool, Ohio. RM Transport of Chandler, out of Chandler, Arizona. CK Hunter Transportation, out of Virginia Beach, Virginia. Peter Ramsey Trucking, out of Mountain Grove, Missouri. Dixon Transportation, out of Sarcoxie, Missouri. Lifetime Nut Covers out of Crystal Lake, Iowa. Iowa 80 Truck Stop out of Walcott, Iowa. SoCal Flashlights out of Los Angeles, California. My Right Load at www.rightload.com. And DPF Regeneration at www.webakem.com. Thank all of you for your support and generosity to Redneckanize.
On the farm, somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog, so I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work in that dadgum heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't, cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City, she was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer, the kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was making her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind, with that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. Got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog, so I cool off in the creek. And she brings me out a glass of sweet ice tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I
All right, that's awesome. This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes. This is Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. You can check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We got links to our social media accounts on there. We got a YouTube channel we're really proud of. You can go there and check it out. Please subscribe, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. Let us know how we're doing on that. And we appreciate everything that you guys fill in for us over there. So, you know, one of the things Redneck and Eyes does, people don't really know too much about us that just started following us here this year because there's no had many truck shows here for a while. So we, for the past going on 8 years, I mean, it's good, getting on up there at almost 10 now, come to believe it. But it was started in 2012. We started going to the Louisville truck show over there in at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where we started going out. We met over there, this small little group of truckers, and we were hanging out, and we'd kind of show up there every year, and we just kept growing bigger and bigger, and people liked what we were doing, and we were wanting to do more and try to get involved a little more and try to, you know, do something different. And so we just came up with this little outfit, and so far so good, been going along. And what everybody was like, you know, they were raising money to get money to charities to help, you know, needy families or sick children and, you know, struggling truck drivers, stuff like that. And I mean, that stuff to me, it's really hard. That you're talking about a lot of work that goes into that. And my big shout out to all those outfits that do that stuff where they go and they find these needy families. You know, a lot of families that need it, or a lot of kids that need, you know, proper health care, or you know, down and out trucking families and all that. A lot of them, you have to find them because they're not out there looking for help, you know, because they're proud to do what they do. So they're not out there with their hand out, and you don't want to just, you know, come up to people just that got their hand out. You want to do the diligence of making sure that people actually need the help. And to me, that's just so hard, to go find that stuff. And it's just my shout out to them that they all do that, you know, this, like the, St. Christopher Fund and, Trucker's Final Mile. There's a lot of them out there. They show up. I forget the names of them. I'm really sorry about that, but they donate to St. Jude. They donate to, different hospitals and stuff like that. And it's awesome. When you go to the truck show, you see them. They're out there. They got booths. They just got truckers wearing T-shirts or whatever. There was a local bike ride, motorcycle ride this weekend over here where I live, and it was Bikers Against Child Abuse, and that was a pretty cool little deal. So you know, that kind of thing, get involved in that stuff, that's just amazing, and to me so. To me, you know, all we're doing is trying to provide education for the trucking industry to help the regular folks out there and for truckers. And it's hard as hell. So I couldn't imagine trying to find needy people and struggling families that need help, that aren't asking for it, you know, and then try to weed through the ones that are asking for it, trying to make sure and do your diligence to make sure they actually need what they're looking for. You know, that stuff's hard. And, so when we were getting going, we wanted to do the education thing. We wanted to do, let's help create an atmosphere where people enjoy learning and enjoy doing research and just, you know, asking questions and getting answers and all that. And there's a bunch of other outfits that, you know, and when we started getting to that, we started getting approached by other people that are doing the same thing, which is even better, because when more and more people put their heads together, you know, sometimes you can get a little crazy, and sometimes you solve a lot of problems, and it's pretty awesome. So like I said, we got a lot of stuff like that going on at our website right now, and a lot of links to different places like that. But we also want to get to the truck shows. Getting to a truck show, if you've never been to a truck show, and if you forgot what it's all about because it's been so long because of the lockdowns, but you get there, you can meet up with a bunch of different truckers from all different walks of life. And you can see just, you know, how great things are. You learn from each other and you talk. And that's what we did. We created this area in the parking lot where you can come out and hang out, get something to eat, get something to drink, maybe listen to some music. Somebody's playing a song, whatever. And And then you just start talking, strike conversations. Next thing you know, you got friendships and you got business relationships and you got just people, you know, where you're learning from them. You know, you're like, I don't do it that way. I do it this other way. Oh, really? Well, what's the way you do it? And where you go and who do you work for and what kind of freight do you run and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you can grow your career like that, you know, and learn a bunch of things, meet people that you never thought you would meet before. You know, I never thought that I would meet people that I've met at the truck show. It's amazing. So that's what we like to do. And we like to get out there and to the truck shows. We like to get, because we got some great sponsors, we'd like to get some more truck shows, but we're just a small group of truckers. So we work, we got jobs, we got trucks we take care of, all that stuff. So we try to coordinate where we can be together. We can try to coordinate where we can be at to go, you know, hang out somewhere else. And we try to take as much of the redneck and nice atmosphere we can with us. And it's hard to do, you know, it's not easy. It's logistics. So, you know, everybody knows how that is. So we're looking to get that going again. So far, what we know is that the Mid-America Trucking Show is going to be back on next year on 2022. So we're looking forward to that. And hopefully it won't get canceled. I don't know. The way they talk out there, this government officials, they want to keep us in lockdown forever. I don't know. Crazy. But breaking on down to that, we were talking about lawsuits and insurance and everything going crazy from CNBC. And that was a good little topic of discussion. And we were also talking about a video that was shared on Facebook about a driver, crazy driver, passing another truck on the shoulder. Like the driver passed the truck on the shoulder. The driver got onto the shoulder, sped up, and passed the truck on the right. And it was only a two-lane highway. And that was crazy. But the video got the name of the company and the DOT number right there, plain as day. So hopefully something will happen with that driver. Crazy stuff. But let us know what you think. 516-387-1733. And if it'd be part of the conversation, just hit one. So, you know, hang out with us and we'll be back shortly.
Hold tight with a leather fist. Watch out when he starts to twist. What the daddies used to tell him, boys, how to ride them bulls. I got a jingle in my jeans, sore places in between, and I'm leaving old Salt Lake with a push and a pull. Tenfold buddy, come on back, a horse trainer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville, chugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Turn up that radio, don't want to think about a rodeo, don't want to think about a roundup up in old Cheyenne. Well, it's a crazy circuit, Bob, but still you work it. Turn down that sound, boys, let's get up and check the scan. 10-4, buddy, come on back, a horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville, chugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. On the mirror, still wet from ear to ear. Well, I guess it's true then what the wise man say, when you ride your last one, well, make sure he's the best one. Jump while he's moving, tip your hat, boys, and walk away. 10-4, buddy, come on back, a horse trailer on a Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the coupe de ville,
chugging, lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Tenfold, buddy, come on back. A horse trainer on the Cadillac. Yeah, we're talking to the cowboy in the Cooperville. Chugging, lugging up one side, sliding down the other. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill. Well, I'm a lover of the other side of the hill.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckanize. Redneckanize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
That I've
All right, good deal, good deal. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes coming at you. We are live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You could call us up at 516-387-1733. Or if you go online and you want to listen to past episodes, or I think you can stream this actually through the internet live as well. And that's at the blogtalkradio.com, and just go in there and search for Unplug Radio Network. And this is a cool little outfit we got here. We appreciate their help in letting us get our message out to everybody. But look for Unplug Radio Network. And, of course, we are live every Sunday evening. But the past episodes, the audio versions, you can also check out on there and listen. What we do also is we record and take cuts, different segments of this broadcast, and we share it on YouTube and try to, you know, be more specific with some of the topics we cover. One of the things I wanted to mention, and I think it's kind of funny, because what I do is I go through like a Google search or different search engines and look for like just trucking news topics, what's trending or what got posted within the last day or so or whatever. And of course it tells you, you know, that gives you a lot of like, you know, what's more popular. It kind of lists it that way, or it tells you how long ago that was. You know, a lot of times if you go in and you Google something, an article will come up and you're like, oh, I never seen that before. Let me go look at that. And what, how did come I didn't ever hear about this? Or, you know, this happened again. I remember this happened a while back, but now it's happening again. Well, if you go look, it's date is old. It's like, you know, 6 months old. So yeah, it was exactly what you were thinking of, or you might not have heard it because it wasn't that big of a deal, but it might have got some, you know, trending or something or some kind of sponsor, and it pops up in the top searches. Well, what gets a lot of clicks is a lot of these accidents, because I don't know, sometimes I think that people think that maybe because the article, the headline, it might have like a picture of what's actually going on. So for instance, one of the top, like the second one from the top is two semi-trucks crushed beneath collapsed pedestrian bridge. Now, there's a picture, but it's really, I mean, it's kind of like off of the distance. You can't really see it that well. In fact, when I went to check it out, let's see, where did it go? And like I said, I can't even find it now. But I mean, it was really not that much. As far as, you know, as far as what was going on, the other articles had a tarping trucker struck by motorist while sun in their eyes. Firefighter struck by semi truck, unable to slow for traffic. It says police investigate vehicles damaged from rocks, concrete thrown off bridge. The other one where it was, it says, and then it's got one about boxing. Oh, that was silly. But the ones I was talking about was that what struck me was that there's not a lot of details in the article, and there aren't really any pictures at all from, you know, from these different articles. It was just, you know, what are they going to do? We click on it and we try to get more information, but there's not any information at all. And even right now, I can't even get it to pull up. Here it goes. So see, there are a couple of them that are changing. We got this other one here. I'll check that one out. Let's see. But like, there's not. See, there's one is windshield. It's a cracked windshield. And it says police investigate vehicles damaged from rocks thrown off concrete bridge. Of course, there's a damaged windshield, and it's not even, you know, like it's just an article, and there's really no more information about, like, you know, what had happened. It was from a tweet. The Marietta, Georgia Police Department tweeted it out, and they picked it up and put it on their website. And then sun in their eyes. There was no information about that. Where it was struck, that was the tarping truck driver. Doesn't even say if the truck driver was like on the side of the truck or on the truck or behind the truck or what. Doesn't even say. Or it doesn't even say where the trucker was at. Was he on the side of the road? You know, it says he was stopped waiting to enter a facility. Was he, you know, truck drivers, they sometimes stop on the side of the road waiting to enter a facility. So it could be possible. But, you know, you just don't, there's not a lot of information. And it was like weird. It's like, why even talk about that? And you don't even have a picture. There's no picture and there's no really any good details. So I thought that was bad. Of course, they just want you to click on it. Of course, I'm clicking on it, you know, trying to help you guys out. There was even one here. It's a pretty long article, but it's about a formal chief tribal judge sentence for truck driver speeding ticket scheme. this is up in Montana. It says former chief judge of the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council has been sentenced for her role in the illegal ticketing scheme that collected fines from truck drivers who were speeding on the reservation. Ronnie Ray Brady, 52, a Lane Deer, Montana, was sentenced to 6 months in prison on April 22nd for in order to pay back nearly $11,000. Brady pleaded guilty to one count of wire fraud in the U.S. District Court up in Billings in December. It says the scam collected $24,000 from truck drivers over a three-year period from 2014 to 2017. According to the court documents, Brady helped set up an enforcement initiative to stop commercial truck drivers from speeding on Highway 212. Truck drivers who were speeding were offered an option of making a $250 donation rather than paying a standard $125 ticket. Brady then deposited the donation money into a separate account that she had made and controlled. Tribal court officials told truck drivers the court would dismiss the tickets if they opted for the donation, so it would not affect their driving records, according to the court filings, and the deal wasn't offered to other drivers. It's funny. It's not that big of a deal. It's only $24,000, but you figure over $250, that's a lot of drivers. so it just tells you right there, they're speeding through this area and they're trying to keep drivers from speeding. So who's speeding? Everybody, if that many drivers are speeding through there, then there's a lot of people speeding through there. It says prosecutors also claim that Northern Cheyenne Tribe never reported any speeding ticket convictions. Of course, this used to be the thing, back in the day. If you got a violation at a scale house, you paid the fine up front before you left the scale house. And they took your money. They even took credit cards. And then, of course, they don't do that no more. So, and it's kind of like, you know, you're just pleading guilty to the fact that you did something when you pay the fine like that. So, you know, lawyers don't like it. Brady must serve at least 3 years of supervised release once she's finished her prison sentence. I don't know, sounds like a good episode of Yellowstone, if you ask me. But, you know, that's a pretty good article. It's not that big of a deal. It's not in the top of the list big time, but I just think that a lot of these accidents, when they claim that there's, I don't report on a lot of individual accidents, especially if there's not a lot of details. Sometimes there's a link to the like a local website where there's like a local news report, a video, something more interviews, stuff like that. And that's good. But when it's just a story with nothing else and there's no really any good details about, you know, the actual specifics, then, you know, what's the point, you know? And it's really just to get you to click, you know. Like I said, there's not any photos, not any video. It's just an article you read. And sometimes there's not even a link to another article that gives you more information, you know? So that kind of stuff, I just don't like it. And I wish that they would do better. And, you know, tell them what you think about that. You know, I don't know. A lot of times we do the same thing, I guess. We try to give you the best information we can, when we have it. But it's hard, you know. I guess it is hard. But you know, being a reporter is not my full time job, so that's kind of funny. But anyway, hang out with us, and we got a couple more things to talk about, and we're hanging out. So yep, this is Redneck and I's All Things Trucking and Then Some.
Fixing to fall, but speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed, and if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again. From the sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies, and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America's future, you never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure fools, you were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I.
I can see the hurt in your eyes. You try to keep it all locked up inside. But baby, how was I supposed to know when you never even say the words at all? Let me help you with the hurt you're feeling. Let me wipe the teardrops falling from your eyes. And I wanna do the things that lovers do. I wanna tell the world I'm so in love with you. It's the way you laugh, smile. You drive this old heart wild every time I look into your hazel eyes. And I get lost in love. It's a feeling from above. And every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you. Laugh, smile. You drive this old heart wild every time I look into your hazel eyes. And I get lost in love. It's a feeling from above. And every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you. Every little thing that you do, I'm so in love with you.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Easy come and easy go. It's hard to find something real. Most things are just a show. Like country music, lost in yesterday. Some old cowboy, they never ride away. Like two old people holding hands on the front porch swing. They might not have much, but their love can weather anything. Won't you commit me, written in the stars above. I want a George Strait kind of love. I want a George Strait kind of love. Life cowboy, Texas troubadour. He touched a million hearts, but his heart belongs to her. So many don't know what true love is today. But I cross my heart, I'll be here to stay. Like two old people holding hands on the front porch swing. They might not have much, but their love can weather anything. Won't you commit me, written in the stars above. I want a George Strait kind of love. I want a George Strait kind of love. I
They might not have much, but their love can weather anything. Won't you commit, written in the stars above? I wanted your straight kind of love. I wanted your straight kind of love. Austin yesterday, some old cowboys, they never ride away.
All right, good deal, good deal. Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Ed with Redneck and Eyes, and this is Redneck and Eyes, all things trucking and then some. You know, we are live every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Or you can check out the blogtalkradio.com and search for Unplugged Radio Network. And we got all those links to our website at redneckandeyes.com. We also got a pretty cool YouTube channel. We'd like everybody to go out there and try it out. It's got some videos talking about how four-wheelers should drive around big trucks, life on the road, you know, some rules and techniques you might want to use, be an owner-operator, lease purchase, all that kind of good stuff. And just go in there and check them out and like, review, tell us what you think, and share, subscribe, all that good stuff. We appreciate everybody doing that. And that really helps us out because we try to grow and help people out and help truck drivers be better truckers. So one of the articles that I saw I wanted to dive into a little bit was on CDLLife.com, and it was a Shell Lubricants Starship 2.0 truck to take off onto highway in this May. And there's a picture of it at CDLLive.com. I tell you what, it's not as crazy as some of the other designs that we've seen out there for these aerodynamic, you know, efficient trucks. It's got a very sloped, you know, from the hood all the way up. It's kind of like a cab over, but more stuck out, you know, where it's kind of more of a bubble look. But the funny thing is like there are hardly any, I mean, I don't even see steps. Because of the contour, it's got to be all aerodynamic, and then of course the drive tires are all covered, the trailer skirting is all the way up to the where exactly where it has to be. There's no hardly any space between the tires and the trailer skirting, and the skirting is like really low to the ground. So this picture was taken at a Love's truck stop, and I would love to see that sucker go in and out of truck stops because it would be running all over the ground. Scraping and dragging and everything. It says, starting this May, you may see Shell Lubricant's newest hyper-fuel efficient tractor trailer Starship 2.0 cruising down the highway. Shell has continued to make technology updates and improvements to the truck since of its first phase in the spring of 2018 and is set to launch the newest version of the tractor trailer on a coast-to-coast journey next month. The Starship is an innovative material step towards reducing emissions and increasing overall efficiency and fuel economy in the this next generation truck features a custom aerodynamic design and aims to demonstrate improvements in fuel economy for Class 8 trucks while lowering CO2 emissions, said Shell Lubricants. It says here, Shell Starship 2.0 conducted regional testing earlier this year and will prepare for its cross-country drive, which will begin in San Diego, California, and end in Jacksonville, Florida, using the same route as the first Starship. The North American Council for Freight Efficiency will monitor and verify the results of the Starship's 2.0 journey. You know, I just want to say, I mean, it could be fuel efficient as all get out. I have no doubt. Okay. It could reduce emissions by, you know, 80%, but practically, To haul freight on a daily basis? No. Okay. It ain't going to happen. Okay. And you're going to put a truck driver making, you know, 45 cents a mile in that truck and tell that driver to just, you know, you need to stop. You need to pull off. You need to do whatever. No, I'm not going to do that. Even some of these like lower capital people, like there's a lot of these investors trying to invent things. Like they invented little tablets. It looked like a giant pill that you just dropped inside your diesel fuel tank, and it would, you know, it's like an additive for your fuel. You know, you add stuff to your fuel and it makes it more fuel efficient. You know, the cool part is that there's a lot of good diesel additives out there. Lucas has a diesel fuel additive. It's not meant to raise fuel efficiency. It's a cleaner. That's what it is. Okay. Whether you think you need it or not, it's not designed for like a boost in fuel economy right then and there. It's a cleaner, which over time, that as long as you keep stuff clean, you're going to be more efficient. So there are a lot of places out there that try to invent these things that it's technically a cleaner, but they advertise it as a fuel efficiency booster, and they sell it as that like that, and they put a premium price on it, even when they do a lot of testing, which is very skeptical. It's all restrictive, where they only drive on certain days. If there's a headwind, they don't drive. If there's any kind of bad weather, they don't drive. If there is any kind of problems where they start going and it doesn't get good fuel mileage, they take it off the road, recalibrate it right then and there. It's crazy stuff like that. And that's just, you know, I don't care. You know, what they're doing, what I hope that they're doing is they're saying, yeah, the engines work really good. We can't get this much efficiency off of a practical used vehicle. It says the Starship initiative aims to improve technology, energy efficiency, and sustainability for Class 8 trucks and trailers, and include the following. It says aerodynamics, 100% Hypro aerodynamic carbon fiber cab. We'll see. Carbon fiber. Yeah, go ahead. Make all trucks like that. You want $500,000 trucks? Right there. Make them all out of carbon fiber. Active grill shutters. Active based on temperature to maximize aerodynamics and maximize efficiency. I could see owner-operators investing in something, this kind of technology. See, this is what's good about these test trucks. It's not the truck in whole. It's the different technologies, like the wheel covers. When these big concept trucks started putting wheel covers, owner-operator said, hey, I want them on my truck. And so the owner-operator individually purchased the wheel covers or any kind of extra cosmetic stuff they could put on the side to make the airflow better down the side of the truck. It says aerodynamic boat tail for streamlined airflow around trucks and drag reduction. And see, that's the other thing. If it's used properly, it works, but a lot of these different deals, the technology that goes on trailers, it's owner operators that are doing this. Owner operators are buying the under cab or under truck, under trailer systems, or the skirting, or the whale tails. What do we call them? Boat tails, whatever. Individual owner operators looking for that stuff, and a lot of them use them, a lot of them don't. You know, so but a big carrier that puts a lot of money into that. You see it going down the road all the time. The driver, the company driver, he's not worried about fuel cost. So he doesn't really care whether the boat tail or whale tail is working properly or not. You see them all the time. They're supposed to be spread out. Once the doors are closed, they're supposed to spring out. The driver is not concerned about whether they spring out or not. Sometimes they don't work and the driver forgets or whatever, and they just leave them closed in. And of course, then you got technology that you paid for that you're not using. It says on efficiency, it says hybrid electric axle system for a power boost while climbing grades. Custom automatic tire inflation system for consistent tire pressure and optimal fuel economy. So that's another good owner-operator investment. Owner-operators love making sure that they can always monitor their tires without actually having to get out and check their tires. It says a downspeed axle configuration providing improved efficiency and pulling power. 5,000 watt solar array charging and stores power for normal electrical components. That's another thing that a lot of drivers try to do is they try to eliminate the need for the alternator, or they try to reduce what the engine is putting out as far as electrical power to everything else. So if you can have like your radio and air conditioner running off of electricity rather than the horsepower of the engine, then you can increase efficiency on the engine. The problem is that the amount of money you spend on that and the amount of electricity you use, there's a lot of a power that goes into running an AC system. So you would have to have a lot of solar panels to run an AC system going down the highway. It says Shell technology for Starship utilized full synthetic Shell heavy duty engine oil, says transmission oil. So they got all their special fluids that they're using. Of course, that's what they're doing. They're testing out their products and all that. It says Shell Starship 2.0 is expected to carry 40,000 pounds compared to the 30,000 pounds the truck carried in 2018. The first Shell Starship achieved 8.94 miles per gallon in 2018 and is looking to improve the number during the Starship 2.0 cross-country journey. You know, 8.94, that's actually pretty normal for all the new trucks out there. You know, in the computer, sometimes the truck says you're getting 9, 9.5 when you're only actually getting 8, 8.5. So these newer Volvos that I see and Freightliners and everything, they're getting 9, 9.5. So that's according to their computer. If you actually put the pen and paper to it, they might not be getting that good, but it's pretty, you know, that's pretty comparable. So their truck, even though with all this aerodynamics, is still not, you know, it's not crazy improvement. So Shell will use freight ton efficiency as their primary measure of energy expenditure, which combines the weight of cargo being moved with the amount of fuel consumed. By tracking this, Shell will be able to evaluate performance and create more initiatives aimed at reducing the transportation industry's carbon emissions. Shell is also looking to gain new insights by testing the truck through a variety of environments. Yeah, and it says the ability to test the Starship 2.0 under different road and operating conditions is a great benefit as we prepare for the cross-country journey, said Robert Mainwarings, technology manager and innovation at Shell Lubricants. With many updates to the truck, the opportunity to new drivetrain and efficiency technologies. And of course, they got some videos. And of course, you know, this is a marketing thing. So I was complaining earlier about not a lot of details. This is a great detail because this is more of kind of like a little, you know, snub piece to the truck itself and to the company that's building the truck. And of course, they've got a great video promoting the truck and all that stuff. you know, this is coming from companies. This is a oil company, a company trying to sell you oil, which they'll stand there and they'll tell you that your oil goes bad, that you need to change your oil because the oil goes bad. If they would tell you the truth that the oil doesn't go bad, it just gets dirty. And that's what a lot of people will tell you. If they had a bypass oil system, they wouldn't change the oil as much because the oil never goes bad. It just gets dirty. So when somebody tells you, no, you have to change the oil because it loses its lubricity. Well, yeah, because it's dirty, not because it's bad. So, you know, don't ever let anybody tell you that oil goes bad. It gets dirty. That's what it does. Oil is dirty. You can't use oil because it's dirty, not because it's no good. Oil never loses its, you know, as long as the oil stays clean, as long as it stays, it was like burnt. So like you can burn the oil. You could scorch it where it would get so hot that you would never get it clean enough for it to work anymore. And that rarely happens. We started seeing that more in these DPF trucks or these particulate filters when they had to do the regen and the truck would have to run at like a high RPM for a long period of time. That's when you start burning the oil, when you have to run it at like 2,200 RPMs for, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And, you know, trucks don't normally do that. So that kind of deal. But I just thought that was interesting. You know, talking about efficiency trucks, this is not autonomous. This is just trying to get more efficient. So there's still going to be a driver in the truck. And doesn't say that they're going to have a lot of, like, you know, safety features as far as braking or assisting or anything like that. It's going to have some technologies. I like the idea of having shutters on the grill to allow temperature. So like, you know, when the engine is not hot and doesn't need the, you know, let's say that the water temperature is not that warm, then they can adjust the shutters to the grill to let less air in, which would make it more efficiency, you know, with the air coming into the front of the truck. So to me, that was interesting because, you know, on a colder day, what a lot of drivers would do when it was cold outside, when it was really, really cold, is they would just put a cover. They put the screens on the front of the grill. And this just allowed, you know, if it was really, really, really cold outside, this would allow the engine to just operate at an optimal temperature rather than always running, you know, cooler. You'd want it, you'd like the cool air to get into the intake, but you want the water to stay a constant temperature of, you know, of a warmer temperature. And if it was too cold outside, then the water would never warm up, you know, to keep the engine warm, especially if you were sitting there and it was really, really cold. A lot of those places you see the winter fronts, they just keep it that way. The ice wouldn't get up into the grill, and anything, if anything did accumulate to the front of the truck, it would easily come off because the screen was just covering everything. So I like that, being able to shut the grill up a little bit. That'd be kind of cool. And of course, tire pressure monitoring. Man, I tell you what, truckers love tire pressure monitoring. Man, oh man. They got that system on the trailers where the trailer system, you don't even have any gauges or anything. It's just a light on the nose of the trailer. It's always fun to see that stuff. But yeah, this is a cool deal. So check it out, cdllife.com, Shell Rotella 2.0, Starship 2.0. So we'll check that out. And we'll put stuff like that on YouTube and links to our Facebook page. Also, check us out at redneckandeyes.com. We got all of our links to our social media accounts on our website. And, of course, our sponsors are great, too. One of our great sponsors is DPF Regeneration. They're great with us. They've been with us for a while. LTR Transportation, which is a little great trucking company out of Denver, Colorado. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. And they got some cool trucks, new trailers, and just great outfit out there. We appreciate those guys helping us out. And, of course, don't forget Trucker Tools and download their app, Trucker Tools app. And you can leave a review, and we appreciate you telling them that tell Trucker Tools that Redneck and I sent you, and we appreciate them helping us out too. And we got a bunch of more supporters that we're looking forward to hanging out with at the truck show, so we can't wait to get out there. So everybody just remember to mark your calendars and just keep an eye out on redneckandeyes.com. That when we find out where we're going, we'll let you know as soon as we do. And of course, here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern time, you can call in at 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody joining us. So we're going to step on out here and call it another show. We had a great time. We appreciate everybody joining us, and check us out. Like I said, YouTube channel, subscribe, review, like, share, all that good stuff. And we appreciate everybody joining us tonight. So take it easy and keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.